Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Daniel Work. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I play keys, guitar, sing, and write.
And I'm John Dwyer. I'm also in Portland, Oregon. I play bass. I write occasionally, and I sing occasionally.
Yeah, and I'm Mike Snyder. I'm a drummer, percussionist, and amongst many other things. And I don't sing. And the rest of the band's happy about that. Thank
He
you.
actually could sing if he chose to.
So I'm seeing that the first album came out in 2012, and well, I'll do this in the full announcer voice, but you're not all from Portland.
I moved here from Tucson, Arizona, 2007, to do music full time. I got the sense that people in Portland expected original music. They wanted original music. Wasn't really that way in Tucson. So I moved here, found some really wonderful musicians, some great studios, worked on some solo music. During those next 2 to 4 years, I met these wonderful gentlemen and the rest of the band, and we formed what now is The Noted.
I was born and grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I was a little metalhead musician through my mid-20s. And then I moved to Portland right when that scene kind of ended. Always in original music bands. I was never in a cover band, never a covered musician. And yeah, so then moved to Portland and I was in a few bands here. I was in another band and he was pressuring me. Hey, I need a bass player. I want a bass player. And so Dan and I became friends. And then one day we said, well, let's just get together and play some music. And it clicked. It clicked really well. Dan's prog style occasionally. And that's kind of something I really enjoyed, that style of music. So it works.
I was born in Fairbanks, Alaska. Back, yeah, I know. Army brat. So, my dad was stationed there. There wasn't even a paved road there yet, through Canada and Alaska. But I was there until I was quite young. I think I was like 3 and a half, and we moved. And my father retired from military. Ended up landed in Monterey, California. And which is just a horrible place to grow up. I'm just kidding. I finally got out. No, but then I kind of went away to music school, went to University of Oregon, and that's where the Oregon connection started for me, and got a bachelor's in music there, and then went to Los Angeles because ever since I was 15, wanted to be a studio TV and film guy, playing percussion and drums, and did that through studying at USC, studying percussion there, classical percussion, because there were no jazz programs or any other kind of contemporary music programs at the time. And stayed there for about 10 years or so, and just kind of came back to Pacific Northwest, and now been back 25 years, and this is home. Wherever I go in the world, when I land here, my feet are on the pavement, I'm like, this is home. It's a beautiful place.
So when you form a band, one of the things you do is you use certain descriptors. And admittedly, this band is not a bunch of 21-year-olds. So when you come out there, even when you started in 2012, the 90s were what they were and the 2000s were what they were, though they never really figured out what it was, except that it was, quote, indie rock, whatever indie rock is. So, you're playing it as happy songs, but when you dig deep, that's why you are saying that it's comfortably unpredictable. That would be my correct assumption. Am I right?
It's not just like the structure of the tune or that's different and kind of sometimes leaves you off on one foot, a little bit off balance. But when you do get into the lyrics, and I'm one of those rare drummers that, we're recording, it's like, okay, Dan, talk to me about the lyrics. Talk to me about what this where this came from so I can shape the song, so I can, bring that to what I do. And there's some dark stuff in there from Dan, and there's some dark things that we bring to it. Yet it can be presented in a very happy setting.
It's sweet and dark.
Yeah.
Sweet and dark.
I would say, Jeff, our guitar player, he called it notifying the song. Dan will demo an idea generally and bring it to us, and it where we all go, what the heck is this, Dan?
And
and Jeff says, well, let's just wait till we notify it, the noted, you know. And it just a sound developed somehow, and I believe it's a mix of our musical upbringing. It's pretty diverse, the five of us, and somehow that set of ingredients put it, you know, put the sound in place, which is a, you know, 70s sort of rock sound with a modern twist, hopefully. So,
but if somebody doesn't dig deep, they just go, what drugs are these guys on? Because
prescription, by the way, at our age. Yeah. Yeah.
You live in Oregon, Mike.
Yeah. Dennis, I love that you talked about the outside being sweet and digging into the deeper parts of it. I don't know if you've heard Have a Wonderful Day yet, one of the tracks. That song in particular, lyrically, is very positive, very upbeat, but it's very intentionally melancholy, and it's kind of about a person listening or experiencing wanting to have a wonderful day. A lot of us get out of bed and we kind of have to talk ourselves into it, especially nowadays. And it's that contrast of things aren't black, nothing's black and white. And I think that's a big thing that our group does, is kind of blur those lines and hopefully attack the emotions in a lot of different directions.
For what we were talking about, all these different influences, like John was talking about, you know, we each bring ourselves to it. We notify it. You know, we put our stamp on it, and we all come from really differing backgrounds musically. And this is, right, you're laughing. This is like, for me personally, this is probably the second, quote, band I've been in my entire life. Like, okay, third band, you know, all, cause I was a sideman. I was a hired gun. You know, I come in, you record the music or you go play it live and you never hear it again. And I was tied to the written page, you know, all my notes, so I wouldn't blow it, because, you know, that's like a cardinal sin, apparently, in the studios. And what everybody's brought, you know, they've changed me over the last 10 or 11 years. And I've influenced Dan in the way he writes and the way he thinks about his writing, and John's influenced me, and I've influenced John, and we've really become this collection of musicians that have come together and kind of melted together, back to the Tootsie Roll, right? With this shell, but this really great core that understands the differences and embraces the differences of the other musicians in the band. It makes for some great music.
So I pulled this from multiple places, but this is an interesting list, but it's not quite as unusual as anyone would think. I pulled death, birth, marriage, illnesses, and, you know, dot, dot, dot. Now, as you know, in reading your socials, you spend a lot of time saying that this is music that's going to make people happy. But also, you know, digging deep into the lyrics, I mean, the death, the birth, the marriage, none of this is as terrible as it sounds or all that surprising, because you've got four or five human beings in any sort of society, whether it's a band or a fraternity, and this is what you're going to get when you write songs.
Every tune starts in a different way. You know, it could start with Dan coming up with finding a loop he really likes, or he'll explain to me even just an emotion, or you know, I want you to do this, and you know, so it allows us the freedom to attack each tune as far as recording in a different way. You know, it could be there's a bunch of them where the drums started
with. Upside Down, which I believe was a second single that you were gracious enough to play, Dennis. I had Mike come over to the studio one day, and I wouldn't play him the demo like we normally do. I kind of gave an example of a couple grooves and beats I liked and feel, and then insisted, and he rarely listens to me, but he actually listened that time, that he plays blind at this tempo with those kinds of feels, here's how many bars, and then I played him the track afterwards. He said he never would have gone down that path. But once he heard it and heard where I wanted to take it, then we went back and redid it with attitude, and I'm pretty proud of that entire track, but the drums are just wonderful.
Well, it's interesting that you went there, because the word that I put next to the song Upside Down was anthemic. So that makes me curious, what is the filter for a song by The Noted?
Leave it to these guys to beat me up and build me up. I write whatever I feel.
Yeah.
And I try to make sure it communicates and it's as unique as can be without just being weird for weird's sake. And then I bring in our team, and it's quite a process of punches and pats on the back and making sure we just create the best music that we possibly can that the five of us love. And that's the benchmark. We're trying to write stuff for the masses maybe and go bigger than that 6 years ago, but we came to the realization that, you know, if we can finish a recording that the five of us love, that's the best we can hope for at this point. And I'm really proud of, I think we've done that in all these songs.
Dan's songs tend to be a little prog rocky, and I sometimes didn't know how to deal with that. Right now I understand him and I understand what he's doing with the music, but I still ask why. And then
I have no rules.
He has no rules. I have rules. I was raised Catholic. What can I say? So I've lightened up a little bit and let him be what he is, because it's really unique and really cool. But still tried to rein in sometimes on some tunes. I think that comes from all of us on our part.
So to close, speaking of happiness, what do you want to happen with this band that's going to make you happy?
Oh, I do actually. I'm a Gemini, and I have two distinct goals. I'll be very transparent. When I hired Dave and the PR team and everybody that you know, I told them our goal is to get 1,000 true fans. People that just absolutely love what The Noted's created, people that will buy the albums ahead of time, that motivates us to keep writing and recording. And that's absolutely true. And if we have 1,000 people out there who just love what we're creating, that's totally worthwhile. It validates it. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I want to be the oldest guy ever to win a Grammy.
Well, based on what we just did here, hopefully we're getting you on your way. And with that, the last thing we do is I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside and songs by others in between.